10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
Second hour of the Earshot 20. Here we go with the top 10 and more if you are just tuning in. Of course, myself and Brian here with you, and you can go back and check out the first hour of the program. That is the first 10 of this week's program on radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. You're going to pick up the first 10 plus some music news and an interview with J.E. from Beard Springsteen, a Fredericton, New Brunswick-based group. Coming up in this hour, top 10, Stevens with music news, and we have Amy Vintage from Volvo Culture. Brian's got the lowdown. It is going to be something else. It is definitely, this hour of the program is something you can write home to mom to, if you know what I'm saying.
What would your letter say?
Wow. Did you get a load of the Earshot 20 signed Little Billy or Little Janie?
Oh.
That's what the letter said. I don't make that up. Have you not seen our fan mail? Anyway.
No.
Well, because I keep it all. Where do the charts come from, Brian?
They came from Earshot. That is Earshot with a big old exclamation mark on the front is how they roll. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every single week on Tuesday evening. You'll find the national top 50 there. This week, for the week ending Tuesday, February 9th, 2016, we're counting down selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada, and we're about to get into the top 10. The top 50 is comprised of over 30 campus community radio stations' top 30 albums of the week, as well as specialty genres of electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's also lots of features every single month, including reviews, interviews, and so much more, so be sure to go and check it out. It is earshot-online.com, or just search in your favorite search engine, Earshot.
Hopefully your favorite search engine isn't Internet Explorer anymore, because that doesn't work.
What?
Internet Explorer, no more.
What do you talk? That's a browser.
Oh, right. Well, anyway.
Their search engine's Bing. Does that exist?
I don't know, because I thought Internet Explorer. You stole my thunder. You can reach out to us a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, or at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. And all the great ways to reach out. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, you can get it. All you have to do is reach out and we will give you an interview. Plus, we'll play something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. I want to preface that actually, because maybe you're not working on something, but you are a great Canadian band or artist that is trying to maybe do a fundraiser for your album. You're trying to get something out there for the listening world. I want to support you too. So talk to us. Just make sure you have something recorded so that we can play it. We are going to get to the top 10, and we will move on from there with all of the other great features that we have built into this hour of the program. But Brian is going to let you know what's coming up at number 10 this week.
All right. We're going to hear from the Besnard Lakes Coliseum Complex Museum. At number 10, Dan, from number 6, you're going to hear a track called The Plain Moon. Then for the first time on the program, it is the latest album from Daughter called Not to Disappear. At number 9, up from number 25, you're going to hear a track called Made of Stone. And the wonderful Moss Lime are at number 8. Down to number 5, Zoo de Quebec is their latest EP on Telephone Explosion. You're going to hear Rock Paper.
All right, here's the Besnard Lakes, your number 10 this week, a song called The Plain Moon. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot.
Playing.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9. Feeling is not.
Shot 20. Number 8.
Motivation, receptionist, diplomat, expectation. scissors. Strategy, anticipation, chicken pox, sensation. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Vos performances sont bonnes, tout est dans la norme. Vous gagnerez vraiment à être plus patient. Augmentation.
That was Rock Paper by Moss Lime from Zoo de Quebec at number 8, down from number 5. At number 9, up from number 25, Daughter from the record Not to Disappear, you heard Made of Stone and The Plain Moon by the Besnard Lakes. Their newest is at number 10, down from number 6, and it is called Coliseum Complex Museum.
Have you heard of Volviculture? If not, you're missing out. The four-piece Halifax-based group mixes psychedelic sounds with doo-wop leanings, and that's what you'll hear on their latest EP, In Vain. Amy Vintage is one of the members of the band and joins us to chat. Amy, great to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
In Vain is your first solo EP and came out on the heels of a split release that you put out with Mono in early 2015. What's the feeling among the group now having your first solo release under Volviculture?
The first solo release, it's pretty great. I never thought I would ever really make anything that would be anything, period. So definitely having like a full-on EP was very exciting. Yeah, and I mean, we've been playing the songs for so long too, we figured we might as well just make them available to people for them to enjoy. So yeah, it's felt really great to have an actual physical release.
It's a four-track EP, and to accompany those tracks are a set of videos directed by Heather Rappert. Did you have a lot of input when it came to each of the videos and what that would look like, or was Heather in control mostly over creation and creativity?
Well, Heather has been one of my best friends for over a decade now, and I was really happy that I got to sort of employ her in a way to kind of work on these for me. We've kind of like seen each other grow up as artists sort of in our own right. And it was definitely like a collaboration. I kind of had like these little ideas. One of them I had forever, the one with the making and eating of a sandwich. So she was very happy to like bring that weirdo dream of mine to life. But I did give her a lot of like sort of liberties when it came to like how it was shot. The only thing I kind of said was like, here's the idea, black and white. I know you'll make some brilliance. So yeah,
very, and they are very cool. I had a chance to check them out before the interview, and it was very neat to watch. The hair one was actually quite interesting to me. I didn't realize there were so many ways you could do your hair. So that is that was interesting for sure.
Yeah, that one was kind of like, that one itself was sort of like her own idea. Like, I sort of kind of didn't really know what to do. I had really clear visions of the other three. And then I was kind of like, I don't know what to do for the fourth one. Like, what do you think? What do you feel? And she was like, oh, well, I think this would be beautiful. So that one was kind of like all her in a way. But I was so happy with the way it turned out. It's really like hypnotic. And yeah, very pleased.
And the tracks also have some haunting titles like Bloody and Human Garbage. Is there a reason that you chose those titles? Maybe a story or theme that flowed through as you were writing and or recording?
Well, I mean, like the theme is always sort of like I don't know, there's always sort of like an underlying self-deprecation. I mean, human garbage is definitely like, you know, not a very nice thing to like think about yourself or say about yourself or whatever. They're all like very, you know, very true. They were written in like a very intense sort of spot, and that just happened to be how I was feeling. And yeah, that's kind of what came out of me, I guess. Very visceral, I guess you could say.
And you've got a run of shows underway. As an aside, anyone listening to the show in its debut broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, get your butt to Fredericton to see Volva Culture tonight at the Capitol Complex. The tour will then take you through Quebec and Ontario to about the end of February. Are you planning any more shows for the remainder of 2016?
There are some more plans for 2016. It's kind of like in limbo right now. We've sort of like applied for like a few festivals to bring us out of the city. But for now, we pretty much just have the tour planned and then a few fundraisers when we get back to Halifax. That's about it so far. And then kind of whatever sort of like comes along for us.
And the big question, I know that a lot of folks will be wondering, and fans of yours, can we expect a full length at some point?
Full lengths are a little tricky for me. Everything is kind of like, I usually write songs in like weird little spurts. And so like EPs just kind of make sense personally to me, because it's like I could kind of like throw a lot of songs on one album and put it out, because I mean we have enough to do that, but just the way they were sort of written and the way they sort of make sense in my own weirdo brain is kind of just to have like these little albums. So I think we'll be sticking to like singles and EPs for a little while, just until I kind of probably like mature as a songwriter and I'm able to sort of separate my own personal life from the songs themselves. But for now, it's kind of just working in the format of an EP.
Well, you can check it all out online, volvaculture.bandcamp.com. Amy, we love the EP and can't wait for what's next. Best of luck to you and the rest of the group.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and thank you again for having me.
Take a listen now to Volva Culture in an Earshot Extra spot, and don't go anywhere. We have more of the countdown on the way after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Number 7.
Too far away to be sure of these little words I'm sending up. Even though I want to, should I be cruel? Safer than kindness, the way I found you, I don't fall out of line. Can you find me when I need it? Thank you.
drift away again.
That was Black Dream by Aiden Knight. His newest album, Each Other, debuted last week at number 7, and it rises one spot this week. And before that, we heard from Baju Bulat. Her latest album is called Good Advice. It debuted at number 34 last week. It's at number 7 this week. You heard a track called Time and Vulva Culture in there as well from their late 2015 EP. You heard a track called Supermoon.
We're in the second hour of the program, in the thick of it, and we're going to take another break from the countdown now. Head back to the phone line. Stephen Carlick still hanging out with us, giving us music news from Exclaim, Exclaim Magazine, Exclaim.ca. We've got news now. This is pretty fun. I always like talking about this with you. You always have great insight into all of the artists and bands that get picked for things like this. The Prism Prize has announced its finalists.
Yes, indeed. In case you're not familiar, the Prism Prize is the annual award handed out to the best Canadian music video. The prize actually goes to the director of the video, but the artist is, of course, celebrated as well. Prism Prize 2016 has now announced the top 20 contenders for this year's $10,000 prize. The list was selected by a jury of more than 120 Canadian music, film, and media arts professionals. In the interest of full disclosure, that includes yours truly. The nominations are based on the criteria of originality, creativity, style, innovation, and effective execution. The final 10 nominees will be announced on March 22nd, with the winner to be announced at a gala on May 15th at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto. But for now, of course, there is a list of 20 shortlisted music videos, including ones by Tribe Called Red, Absolutely Free, Aiden Knight, Alessia Cara, Grimes, Drake, Daniel Romano, Braids, Spec One, Pup, Peaches, Cal Madsen, and tons of others. Some really, really amazing music videos in there. I urge you to check out the list at exclaim.ca and check out the videos. I think maybe all 5 of mine made the list.
You've got the insight. You know, I always find I think Hotline Bling, when I see that it's nominated, I'm just like, man, Drake really taught the world how to make a pizza. It was the best.
It's funny you mentioned that video specifically. Sarah Murphy, our staff writer, and I were talking about, I was like, I don't know if it's the best video, but it really did strike a chord with the public. I mean, it was incredibly ubiquitous. How many other music videos, not songs, but music videos specifically, can you think of that were that influential? He really does know how to tap into the zeitgeist, and you know, he specifically made it knowing that there would be memes. So kind of a smart business move, if you ask me.
Definitely, for sure. Check out the rest of the videos, though, and the finalists on exclaim.ca. Heading over now to the next story is one that is about a compilation coming out. Rick Rubin is working with a lot of great artists to put out Star Wars Headspace.
Yeah, this is a cool little thing that I didn't actually know about until recently. The details have yet to arrive in full, but record producer extraordinaire Rick Rubin is taking a Yoda-like approach to his next project. It's called Star Wars Headspace, and the release will reportedly feature some high-profile contributions. It's an album that features a wide array of artists who are creating new songs using sounds from the Star Wars universe. So that includes sort of Darth Vader's breathing sound, R2-D2's beeps, all super interesting stuff, and it includes kind of some heavy hitters, including Flying Lotus, Bauer, Shlomo, Rusty, Bonobo, Royksopp, and Rick Rubin himself. The album will be out on February 19th as a digital release, but you can see a track listing at exclaim.ca, as well as a number of tracks being previewed from the album. More will be out this week, but so far, Bauer, Rick Rubin himself, and Flying Lotus have all had their songs previewed. This also continues from, there were some rumors a while ago that Royksopp were about to release some Star Wars music, and nobody really knew what that meant. Now it's apparent that it'll be on this album, but there are some leaks from live shows of that music too, and it sounds pretty amazing, to be honest. The Flying Lotus track particularly is really cool, so head to exclaim.ca and check that out.
Awesome. I love the concept. Star Wars is great, and the new Star Wars movie was really good. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but it was really awesome.
It was surprisingly good. I didn't think it would be as good as it was.
Yeah. All right, we've got one more to talk about. Actually, it's going to be a couple. You've got more festival news, then we'll get into your song pick, but first, festival news as we've been rolling through it throughout the last little bit.
We have indeed. I have two to talk about here. Festival season truly has begun, and it's only February. First up, Ottawa's 2016 Dragon Boat Festival will be happening in Moonies Bay Park from June 23rd to 26th. The four-day event will open on June 23rd with performers from Modern Space, The Muscadets, and July Talk. But there are many, many other cool Canadian artists playing it, including Rhea May, Mother Mother, Nap Eyes, Pony Girl, Always, Loon Choir, A Tribe Called Red, and Young Empires, all making appearances at the festival. Make sure to check that one out if you are in Southern Ontario or around the nation's capital. Also announced this week was the 10th edition of Sled Island. This one's also really cool. This is, of course, Calgary's annual music arts and film festival, and Peaches, as I mentioned in a previous episode, is this year's guest curator. Some of the bands she's picked include Guided by Voices, who will be headlining. That's a really cool one. They don't play in Canada very often, and in fact haven't been playing often in general. They'll be topping the bill alongside Built to Spill, as well as Soon's Death Heaven, Angel Olsen, The Sonics, Julia Holter, Health, Tortoise, and a ton more. Make sure you check out just that sampling of the 250 acts when they come to Calgary June 22nd to 26th, and stay tuned for more coming from that festival.
Big stuff and live music coming this summer, it sounds like.
Indeed.
Awesome. All right, that does it for the music news. Of course, as always, exclaim.ca for more, and check out the copy nearest you when it is on the stand. Steven, it is always great to chat with you, and we'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Well, if you haven't seen the new issue of Exclaim, I'm about to spoil it. It's Basha Bulat on the cover this month for her new album titled Good Advice. It really is a great album. You should check it out and read Lisa Ladouceur's excellent cover story with the artist, who talks about heartbreak and how it led to maybe her best album yet. Check out that album. It's called Good Advice. One of the singles from it is called Fool, and it's on Earshot Radio right now.
I'm still your fool. Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Basha Bulat, David Bowie, Pusha T, Carrie Brownstein, Dive, and much, much more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5.
Of a storm, suffering, straight from the gods, no medicine, no.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was T-I-W-Y-G by Savages at number four, sitting stills. Their latest called Adora Life. Ty Siegel in there before that. Emotional Mugger debuted at number 41. It's at number five. You heard Candy Sam, and we heard another track from Baji Bulat this week, as it was a pick of Stephen Karlik's. And you heard a track called Fool. And you just so happened to mention the changing titles and all the acronyms and stuff before in the program. I was actually intending to bring it up because I know you love guessing. And I want you to guess what T-I-W-Y-G stands for.
T-I-W-Y-G.
Yeah. You don't have to guess now. We can go, move on and come back. But
T-I-W-Y-G. Okay, you're gonna do the lowdown anyway, so I'm gonna work on this.
All right, you work on it.
Yeah,
we're gonna go through this relatively quickly because there are 11 debuts below the top 20, as we mentioned before. So be sure to go online at earshot-online.com and find the entire top 50, as I'm sure you do every single week, for the full list. At number 50, debuting at that spot, is the latest record from Mic'd Up called Regular Season. Anderson .Paak had an album come out in January called Malibu, and the R&B artist finds himself at number 46. Ringo Death Star have a new one out called Pure Mood. It's at number 45, and Dive are at number 41 with Is The Is Our. Matt Anderson, a maritime folk artist, has a new album out called Honest Man on True North, and it is at number 40. A cool band from Halifax have a debut EP out, self-titled. It is called Buttes. It's at number 38. Coming through from Fixed Records, a new one by Lantern called Black Highways and Green Garden Roads is at number 36. And number 32, Shuler Jansen with The Long Shadow. And at number 31, the aforementioned Fixed Records have a new compilation out called Fixed Records 4. Jason Collett at number 26 with Song and Dance Man. And we have a new release by Egg Paper Factory called Painters The, and it is at number 25. It is called Specks of Dust.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready.
T-I-W-Y-G. This is the one that makes sense and is coherent. Tiny insects want your gum. Because there's gum on your shoes sometimes, and they just, tiny insects want your gum because it's sweet, it has that. Now, here's my incoherent words just put together. Telephone, internet, window, yippee genius.
Those are great.
I don't know really what it stands for. I kind of want to find out now.
This is what you get.
Oh. Well, that's... It's not nearly as exciting as my guesses. I like Tiny. I think they should rename it. If Kanye can do it, anybody can do
it. Get them on the phone there.
Want your gum. There you go.
Let them know your thoughts on that.
Three more tracks before this hour is complete, and the top 10, or the top, yes, the top 10 of the top 20 are counted down. We are going to let you know what's coming in now at the number 3 spot.
All right, dropping one spot this weekend, switching spots with the next album you're in here after this one. At number 3, down from number 2, it is Grimes from Art Angels. Here is Easily.
Fly through the night, fly like everyone I know, like everyone I've been conceited. Fly. Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Isn't good for you, you may not realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. You just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up, but it's all the same to me now. Yeah, it's all the same to me now. A stubborn fight, a gift never meant for giving, taken back to having to hold. A change in the light, from dim to an endless dimming. You want to find me, got to come in from the cold. Salt and spice, the taste on your tongue is burning. Turning your back on love, you follow the light. But what once feels right, surely now wrong is turning. Heavy with moral learning, you crumble and bite. But it's all the same to me now. Yeah, it's all the same to me. Isn't good for you, you may not realize it, but it's not. When you're right, you barely know what to do. Just sit around thinking and cry a lot. A ball and chain, a fiery inferno for you, holding you down and burning you up. You play the game and then you wish that you didn't win. Then you try harder to give in and give up.
Earshot 20. Number 1.
I got the job.
It's the Earshot 20.
And number one again this week, that was David Bowie from the record Black Star. You heard Sue, or In a Season of Crime.
That does it for us. We'll be back next week with another countdown. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.